where you get scared and your hiccups will go away.
Are you talking about skeleton hiccups?
No.
Because that's the book I was reading with students the other day.
You did?
Skeleton Hiccups. I read it with grade one.
Is any of that true?
It all works the same way. It's just a way for you to hold your breath.
How come when you eat sugar, you hold your breath?
It takes a long time to eat all that sugar, so you gotta hold your breath, or else you go, and you breathe in all that sugar.
Did I understand it? Skeleton hiccups?
Yeah, they had a good time with
but
it.
But how about really? Scaring yourself? You don't...
Well, you no, scared. But it shocks your diaphragm into control again, because you're...
Drinking water because
Because when you're drinking, you're not breathing. Unless you're a fish. But do fish really drink water?
They don't. But
how do you know?
I think fish has water going through them, but they don't drink it. Because water.
Then how do they get water in their diet?
Because ocean, sea water is too salty.
Do you know why?
Fish.
Oh, I just thought of a joke. Why do sharks live in salt water?
Why do sharks live in salt water? I don't know.
Because pepper makes them sneeze.
That's a good reason.
Pepper makes them sneeze.
Yeah, because if you lived in pepper water, you'd be sneezing all the time. So obviously you just live in salt water.
Oh.
Nyak.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our
awesome joke time.
We are telling jokes here. So
I was trying to think of some of our old knock knock jokes.
Oh, knock knock jokes are so
I know, but they're
so
they're,
over.
They're good though. They're still good from time to time.
I know. Can you sit up?
Can you sit up who?
Can you sit up?
Sit down, please.
I don't know. 你这个丢这个梗丢太快，我没有办法想啊。
Who is it?
B.
B who?
Where?
You have to say, B who 在哪里? So everybody knows that it's a Chinese-English joke. That's the thing.
我觉得这个房间里面大概有一半的人有听过我们这个 joke。
That's okay. The other half haven't. And that's the half we're going for.
Okay. Knock knock.
Who is it?
Lao.
Lao who?
Rawr!
Knock knock.
Who is it?
Boo.
Boo hoo.
It's just a joke. You don't need to cry.
Oh. Diddum dum.
That's my sit front.
You also have to speak for the audience over here because they can't hear you. It's time already.
Yeah.
The hour has struck. Okay. Yeah.
But their alarm clock didn't...
It's going to go off in about 10 seconds. I just have a feeling.
9, 8. You are
now,
right.
Now we go. Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Story life. Bedtime book. Thelma the Unicorn. By Aaron Blabby. What's a unicorn, Desmond?
独角兽.
What does a unicorn look like, Roland?
It looks like a sparkly horse with a horn.
Have you ever seen a real unicorn?
No.
It's not real.
Is that right? Is a unicorn a mythological creature? Is that real?
What about mermaid?
Yes.
Mermaids are not real.
Mermaid 是美人魚的意思.
Hey, how come you know it's not real? Maybe they are. They're just in super deep places that humans will never explore.
Maybe. But hands seem awfully useless if you're trying to swim around. That's why fish don't have hands. Fish have fins. So if you've got hands and you're trying to swim, doesn't work out well. No animals in the water have hands.
So that guy that swims crazy fast is just a monster?
Michael Phelps?
Yeah.
He's really fast for a person, but he's really slow for a fish.
Yeah, any Even fish can guppy? Beat him.
Even for a guppy. Oh, fish would just swim circles around him.
Yeah.
Especially like dolphins and sharks and everything.
Okay.
They'd just laugh at him. They'd say, get out of the water.
Let's do it this way.
All right. Let's have it. I need a page turn sound. It's going to be...
Thelma.
Okay, here we go. Thelma felt a little sad. In fact, she felt forlorn. It's a little bit less than five lorn. Bazinga!
Oh, 这个笑点来得太急太突然.
Forlorn, it's just you feel like you're just missing something in your heart. You just have this hollow space inside of you, and you have to fill it with something, and you just have this longing for this thing.
空虚.
Okay.
她觉得很空虚.
Cement.
You see, she wished with all her heart to be a unicorn.
Thelma!
Her best friend's name was Otis. He liked her quite a lot. He said, "You're perfect as you are." But Thelma said,
"I'm not."
Thelma!
And that was when she saw it. A carrot on the ground. It gave her such a great idea, she squealed and jumped around. She took that simple carrot and she tied it to her nose.
I'll say that I am a unicorn. You might just work, who knows?
Do you think Otis looks convinced over here?
No.
Otis does not look quite convinced at all.
Yeah.
It's a carrot on a string tied on her nose. This is not a very convincing uniform.
Thelma!
Well, as she did, a truck drove by. The driver rubbed his eyes. "Good grief! Is that a unicorn?" he shrieked in great surprise. As Thelma watched the swerving truck, it very nearly hit her. Would you believe that truck was filled with nice pink paint and glitter?
What kind of truck is that?
That is my least favorite kind of truck. Yeah, my nemesis truck here.
Nemesis?
Nemesis.
Nemesis!
Yeah, it's like my ultimate evil enemy is my nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
I hate glitter.
Yeah, but do you see the driver? Come on, boys. The driver is so rough, and you know, 他全身都是刺青，都是 tattoo. 然后他这个大那个络腮胡. How do you say that? A lot of stubs on your
his stubble.
His stubbles.
Yeah.
And he is driving a truck full of pink glitter.
Pink paint and glitter.
Yeah.
Where do you think this truck is headed?
He's probably. You know what? I think he's probably wearing a tutu. Under the way we can see. Tutu 就是那种粉红色跳芭蕾舞的那种裙子. 他那个下面应该是穿那种 tutu.
He's headed to like decorate for some 6-year-old girl's birthday party, I think.
I know.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Thelma!
Oh, Thelma looked amazing. She was a unicorn.
I'm special now!
She cried out loud. And so a star was born.
等一下, a star was born.
It's a song. I forgot the song now.
Shadow.
In the shallow. In the shallow. All across the whole wide world, her fans would cheer her name. Thelma loved it every bit. The fame, the fame, the fame! Wow.
Hey, look, there's even Thelma's.
Thelma's hoof prints in the sidewalk of what do they call that? Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, 左半边下面这边，我们可以看一下它地上有一个水泥， 然后上面有Thelma， 然后上面有它的那个马蹄的那个印， 然后它在讲的就是在Hollywood， 他们有一个地方叫什么 Boulevard of Fame, right?
Walk of Fame, maybe?
Walk of Fame, 就是有名的人就可以在那边放他们的手印, right?
But you can actually just buy your own spot over there. It has nothing to do with how famous you are.
Really? Yep. You can just put your name, but how expensive
but
like, is that?
It's a lot of money. It's like $250,000 or something.
Okay, 所以至少你要有钱才可以做那件事啊。
Yeah.
你没有50万或者是100万美金，你也做不到。
I heart you. OMG, I heart.
Yeah, those signs are crazy.
OMG 是什么意思?
Oh my god.
It's octopus, monkey, gorilla.
Yeah. This lady's a big fan of animals. That's why she came to see the unicorn.
And even her mane is braided.
Yeah, she's got a braided mane here, glittery hooves, pearls all over the place.
Thelma!
Thelma was a superstar. Her dreams had all come true. But soon she found that so much fame was kind of tricky, too.
Tricky. Uh-oh.
What's happening over here?
There are so many reporters and fans and cameras and everyone.
She's getting mobbed.
What's mobbed?
This is getting mobbed. Like just a big crowd of people are coming to crush around you because they all just want to be right next to you.
I got mobbed today.
Were they children?
Yes.
Okay.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Your mom got mobbed today because I was teaching chasing. So
oh, yeah?
I say, you are chasing me. So everyone was chasing me.
Oh my gosh.
And then they just mobbed me.
Okay.
Look at this guy. He tattooed Thelma's name on his forehead.
Ouch. Mm. How do you know it's tattooed? 搞不好只是用 face paint 写而已啊。
你觉得他这么喜欢他还在骂他，你觉得他会这么没诚意吗？
所以要tattoo才有诚意。
He's a very dedicated fan.
And look, her should be called the fairy princess.
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't call herself, you know, her boat something related to unicorns, but
yeah.
You know, whatever.
At least it's pink.
You see, her fans were mad for her. They'd scream and cry and laugh. They'd chase her everywhere she went to get her autograph.
Mm. We love you, Thelma!
That's what all those people are screaming.
请问autograph是什么意思?
签名。签名。签名。
请问autograph跟signature有什么不一样?
Autograph is more like 明星才会签的。就是you can, 你可以签在那个明星的那个明星签名才可以叫autograph。
那爸爸妈妈的签名叫signature,像吗?
好像那不是很正确的那个
You know, we three are waiting for the true native speaker's answer.
I'm waiting to see how the conversation goes here.
因为你们不会来跟我说, Mommy, can I get your autograph, right?
Autograph 好像就是很有名的人的签名.
Okay. 他们的感觉是对的吗?
Yeah, that seems about right to me. Honestly, whenever you asked that question, I was like, huh, self, how do we feel about this? An autograph, yeah, to me seems like you're trying to get someone to just write their name to have written their name on this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you would write the autograph on a picture of yourself. So, the auto in here is referencing like yourself.
Uh-huh.
But if it's just a signature, it kind of feels like this person has looked at this thing and checked it and it's okay.
Okay.
Like I've written my name off on this thing because I have inspected it.
Okay.
So I've got my signature here. Yeah, I'm signing off on this.
Yeah.
But if I'm putting my autograph on something, I'm just signing it to put my name there. And it's usually a picture of yourself. Or something related to yourself, like maybe your book.
Oh, 就是作者在自己的书上面签名,
yeah.
你会说是autograph, 你不会说是signature. But
right.
You will still use the verb sign. So can you sign the book for me? Can you sign the picture for me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you for your autograph. Something, okay.
Yep.
Wow, good to know.
In fact, they'd chase her all day long. It never, ever stopped. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
This is the downside of fame here, boys and girls. You don't want to get too famous, but a little bit of fame is good.
Yeah.
They chased her while she exercised. They chased her while she shopped.
Mom, so she's usually naked?
She's a horse. Yeah.
Man. I mean, unicorn. Shh.
Please don't chase me anymore.
Oh, that's supposed to be you.
我想说你要念就念。
Go ahead, go ahead.
Please don't chase me anymore.
She asked the screaming crowd.
We'll chase you all we want, they said. We're fans,
so it's allowed.
Wow, look at this crazy girl over here.
Yeah.
She's one of those like angry fans. Like, just get over here and let me love you.
So, you will be my friend.
Yeah, the same kind of like commanding you to be loved by me.
Fans 这个字可以稍微讲一下，大家应该都知道吧？我们中文讲的粉丝。就是 fans 来的、But because it's from English and so many people use it, I think, I don't know if it's in the Chinese dictionary right now, but people would just write it 粉红色的粉丝就是那个
一丝两丝
一丝两丝肉丝鸡丝的丝
不是
丝下
的丝
不是丝下的丝、yeah.
它不是骑士的丝
Do you know what a fan is?
电风扇
this word fan?Is a shortening of another word. Do you know the other word?
No, really?
Uh-huh.
Wait, family, no.
It starts with F-A-N.
Fantastic.
No, but you're actually kind of close.
Fancy?
Fantasy?
Have you ever heard the word fanatic?
No.
Fanatic.
F-A-N-A-T-I-C, fanatic.
Okay, it's from fanatic.
If you are a fanatic, you are...really intense or crazy about like this thing or this situation or this idea. Like you are a fanatic.
Okay. It's more than enthusiastic.
It's far past enthusiastic. Like it has absorbed your life.
Okay.
You are a fanatic.
狂热.
So you are a fanatic.
Okay.
And so they have just shortened it to fan.
Oh. So we are fans.
Yeah.
所以现在人家才会说什么什么粉啊
Yeah.
所以花粉就是这样来的
That's pollen. Jeez.
花粉是 pollen.
And some were not her fans at all. No, some were really mean.
Wow.
And some just did the meanest things she'd really ever seen.
What's this on the sign now?
Unicorns are dumb. I agree.
Oh, my.
有些人就是为了
Trolls.
Trolls. 哎，这个字可以跟大家教一下。好 ,Troll. T-R-O-L-L. 叫 Troll. Troll 就是什么呢？就是那些网路上的那些乡民，然后呢，就是会
They'll just say bad things or,or hate on you just to see your response. They don't care.
欸,其实不是乡民欸,就是那网络上躲在键盘后面然后一直攻击别人。那个中文叫什么?网络的什么?好,你继续讲,我去想一下。
Okay.
酸民。
Because they're so sour, they are 酸.
Yeah, 酸民。
Sour people, 酸民。
酸民的英文叫 troll.
T-R-O-L-L,
troll.
It's the internet troll.
Yeah, internet troll.
They just people go online and just spread hate just for no reason other than to see people get upset.
Sunny, yes.
No. Roller skate for charity. How can you roller skate for charity, though?
You just do. Maybe you're really famous and you say, I'm going to go roller skate on camera for 3 hours and you guys can watch me because I'm famous, so why don't you give us money? famous people do that all the time, stuff like that.So one dark night, she felt quite sad, this famous little pony. She said,
I thought I'll feel great, but all I feel is lonely.
Uh-oh, who's she looking at here in this picture? You don't remember?
Something Otis.
Otis, come on.
Otis, this handsome, handsome donkey.
I thought it was Lotus.
Lotus.
Bowman.
And so with that, she changed her mind, this lonely unicorn. She cleaned off all her sparkles, and she ditched her magic horn. What did she do here?
Took a shower. Oh my god, so the whole time she hasn't taken a shower. Shocking.
You got a point there. She's over here dancing and exercising and roller skating. And
然后去游轮什么的。
Hasn't taken a shower yet.
Yeah.
And then she walked right past the crowd. They didn't even notice. She thought how nice that it would be.
Marry me, Velma.
Help me be a unicorn.
He's right here.
She thought how nice that it would be.
Velma!
To see her lovely Otis. And when he asked about her trip beneath their favorite tree, she simply said,
It was fun, but I'll rather just be me.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating carrots.
They are eating carrots. They're sharing a carrot.
So, question.
The end.
Would you rather be famous like Pink Thelma or Gray Thelma?
Gray Thelma? You mean, I think she was brown, wasn't she?
Brown. Yeah, she's brown.
Oh, she's brown. Oh, sorry. Would you rather be Pink Thelma or Brown Thelma?
Brown Thelma.
But if you have all the fame, you got money. And everywhere you go, you will probably get privileges.
And then?
Privileges. 但是你很有名，他可能就让你进去了。哎呦，这个先生，我们楼上有一间 VIP。如果你很有名，你会有很多特权。然后呢，比如说我们要去 Disney 玩，然后呢那个队就是排不进去，但是你很有名，你可能就可以就是第一个上去玩这样。Or they can even just hold the park closed and you are the only one in the park.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.Mm-hmm. So, what do you think, Darren?
I'd rather be Brown Thelma.
Why?
Because, like, there's fame and all this power and everything, but what about that? Like,
what do you have to give up for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you sacrifice for it?
And everyone see you, they will yell your name. This man! I love you! This man! 这样子
Annoying.
哦，你不希望大家都知道你的名字是不是
？You know, speaking as the local celebrity here,
哪有人叫自己 local celebrity 的？他说他自己是本土的明星，你好意思？
湖北 ，okay, that's very local.
你在湖北有很有名吗？我看一下。
You're talking about how everywhere you go, people yell your name.I can't tell you how many times I've been just like next to the street and a car just goes by and I just hear, Darren! And that's it. And I'm like, what? What student is just yelling at me out of the window of a car as they drive by? Like, what is this? Where people recognize me at the grocery store or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's just...
So, as a local celebrity.
As a local celebrity.
Uh-huh.
I gotta say, I would not want to deal with all of the fame. Like, yeah. That level of fame where just absolutely everybody is constantly staring at you and just taking your picture and coming up to you and bothering you and all of that. Like, I just would not be able to deal with it. I'm way too private for that.
You don't want to stop on the street and take pictures with random people?
I do that anyway. What are you talking about? But, like...I wouldn't want that to be my all day, every day. I would just be furious after a week of it.
So I think the best way is to be famous, like super famous, but no one knows who you are.
Be a voice actor. That's what I always said. I want to be a really famous voice actor.
What?
Like you get paid in all of the really famous movies to...voice the character of the dragon or the character of the old man or whatever, but nobody knows who you look like.
Until they talk to you.
No, because you're a voice actor.
Nobody recognizes your actor. You can have a lot of different voices.
Yeah.
不是啦，大家应该还是认得出来，这是那个人。
There are plenty,
这是魔界的那个谁的声音。
Plenty of people are like that.
Really?
Or authors. A lot of authors are very low-key, like...You've heard the name, but if you saw them, you'd be like, I don't even know who that person is.
对。
Like, many of the people whose books I read, I wouldn't be able to point out some of them on the street. Like, you give me 10 people, I wouldn't be able to pick even among 10.
Yeah, so I think author is a good way to go. If you want to get really famous and then use fame to make money, but you don't want people to recognize you.
But also, I think people who read books and are crazy about an author, wouldn't be annoying about it, I don't think. Because people that spend most of their time reading are usually more educated, kind of calmer people.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be running after you just like, oh my God, it's you! They'd be more like, oh, I've read your book. You know, you do good work. I like it. Keep it up. Like, I don't think you'd get too many people mobbing you. And maybe if you're Stephen King, okay. Like, that level of writing or, J.K. Rowling. Yeah. Like, that level of fame. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I doubt even Mo Willems gets mobbed. He probably has people be like, oh, yeah, Mo Willems.
Hey, it's Mo. Yeah, if I see Mo Willems.
It's the pigeon guy.
Yeah. If I see Mo Willems, I won't scream and say, oh my God, it's Mo Willems! Oh, I'm gonna cry!
Nah, yeah. You would. Nah, let's be real.
I won't. I won't just. Derry, it's Mo Willems! You can't just get a young. Yeah, because if you are famous because you are pretty, then you see in Dao just in that zone. 爱漂亮的可能就是比较没有深度的那种。
Yeah.
I get it.
Or if you're famous among, you know, a certain group of people like teenagers, they're all going to be crazy because they haven't learned how to be socially stable yet. But
I think it's going to be the most annoying if you are a teen.
A teen celebrity?
A teen celebrity.
Yeah. They can really scream high when they see you.
You know. So like Blackpink or
like a K-pop band.
Yeah.
Oh man, forget it. BTS, God. Is that the one?
BTS.
I don't know. Am I showing my age here? Are they done now? Is BTS already done?
BTS 现在有很多比较大的阿姨跟姐姐也会喜欢.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, they are not just handsome; they are talented too. And they, in my impression, they both have pretty decent English.
Okay, you see, that you said both. Like, there are two people in BTS?
No, they all have decent English. At least they have the guts to release English songs. You know? Like, English. I don't know if it's an album, but I have heard an English song they released.
What's it called?
I don't recall.
That's a strange name for a song.
Say something like, one time my drumming teacher, like, we were talking about magic tricks, and he said, like, there's this magic trick where they're like twins, and there's this curtain where it like goes in and you can see his shadow, and he like melts through the wall, but it's actually like he goes into like where the shadow is, so it's like he went through the wall but it isn't a wall.
So the twin went through the wall?
No.
One of the twins.
One of the twins is already at the other side of the wall.
Okay.
And then the assistants push theirs there. And then two assistants, they hold a piece of cloth. And it's like, and they press their hands in there. And it's like, the guy is struggling to come out. And then, but the twin is actually in the stairs. And then after they, like, the twin is in the trapdoor in the stairs. And after they put, like, where that guy walks out on, he comes out of the trap door and he goes to where the shadow is and slowly gets out.
So what does this have to do with famous people? I'm waiting.
And then my drumming teacher said, like, and then if they do that kind of magic trick, his twin will need to like move very far away or never come out, or the whole magic trick will just be revolved. And then he showed me a little bit of, like, they did that whole magic trick again. But there are two people, and that those two people, they wore masks. Because if they didn't wear masks, and maybe, like, okay, I spent, like, $10 billion on this magic trick, and somebody just revealed, like, how I did it, well, I want to kill him. So that's why they wore masks.
Okay.
That's a very good story.
So what does this have to do with being famous, is my question.
Like,
do you think that twin would have to hide his identity for the rest of his life? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
So
the voice actor?
Oh, so like the celebrity. So if you want to be a celebrity, you want to be a celebrity that's famous for wearing a mask.
The tape face guy.
He just had tape over his mouth, though.
Oh, you can still recognize him, right? Yeah.
Or you could be
there are a lot of celebrities in Taiwan.
You could be a hockey goalie. They always wear a big mask across their face, and nobody knows who they look like. Mm. You could be anybody.
You know, there are a lot of YouTubers or internet celebrities. They call it what, influencers? They will wear mask or, you know, that big nose lady.
With the Zai Yun Xiao Hong.
Uh-huh. They don't want to reveal their faces. They will wear something on their face. So you can't
read. 陈百香。
对,陈百香,像那种, 他们就是不想要 reveal their faces.
Why?
The same thing, you don't want the fame, you don't people, you don't want people to recognize you. But it's 9:31. 你的故事有5分钟, but do you understand the trick?
No.
I understand how the trick works, yeah.
He lost me when he said push into the walls. 我不知道房间内的听众,你们听得懂Desmond刚刚 魔术的笑话,魔术的故事吗?
那个魔术,那个中文叫大卫穿墙。
哦,大卫穿墙,David, the most famous magician.
David Copperfield?
Yeah, it's called David, it's one of David's.
It's probably one of his tricks, but yeah. I don't believe he had a twin.
It's one of his tricks,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe he does.
I was going to say, if we don't know by this point that David Copperfield has a twin, like that's an amazingly kept secret.
Yeah.
Because he's been famous for decades.
I know. Maybe that's the point.
Wow.
But anyway, I think we should end it here.
Okay, then.
Night-night, everyone.
Night-night. Don't let the pink glitter bombs bite.
I love you!
Are you a fangirl here?
Yes, I'm a fangirl.